Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes. Cretans and Arabs in our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment, about sin. Because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that I will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So many miracles. Apostles speaking in the languages of all who have gathered. People hearing in their own language. Not just a few, but people from all the nations of the known world. Remember before the ascension when Jesus was talking to his disciples and he said that they would be witnesses to the ends of the earth from Jerusalem and Judea. Jesus said this before his ascension, and now right here in Jerusalem, Peter preaches fulfillment of Scripture, visions, dreams, prophecy. The Spirit unleashes amazing things that normal people call crazy, even drunken. Throughout the Easter season, the church has heard the fruit of what was started here. Believers sharing possessions in common, providing for each what is their need, healing and restoration by God's power and authority. And then Philip baptizes an outsider, one who is sexually other, one who is ethnically other, one who is socially other. And later, Peter baptizes a Roman official, well-respected among the Jewish community, to be sure, but an oppressor nonetheless. Before this Spirit moment, Peter has called upon the disciples to pay attention to the Scripture fulfilled, to be witnesses with the first disciples, to pray and trust God's presence and leadership. Remember? Show us, Lord, what the Spirit unleashes on Pentecost is beyond anything imaginable. I have a secret. Some would say it's not that big a secret. I believe that the Holy Spirit is still active, still calling witnesses, still challenging assumptions, still healing, still including outsiders, and reconciling oppressed and the oppressor. I believe that God is calling each member of the body of Christ, each disciple, you and me who are continuing to learn from Christ. Each apostle, you and me, sent out to testify, to witness to what we have experienced and seen. Now, the other night, I was in a conversation and I noted two things. These are things that I've been praying about for several months now. Now, my conversation partner told me that what I'm about to say will be a huge ask for Lutherans. It'll be way outside of people's comfort zones. We'll challenge assumptions. We'll call people in uncomfortable ways. Now, being a Star Trek generation kind of guy, the question comes up. Do you have your shields up? You see, 2 years ago when I had my heart surgery, during that recuperation time, I intended to attend various churches here in Columbia to go and hear my colleagues, whom I have a great deal of respect for. But you know what? Sunday mornings became rather easy. Easy to stay home. Easy to let my spiritual practice of worship slide. Were it not for the fact that as a pastor, a whole lot of people had some expectations of me showing up, I might not have. In short, I realized how easy it is to be unchurched. I'm not saying that faith faltered, though I could rationalize that I don't need to attend worship for faith. Many people say that. What I'm saying is that Sundays are just easier if I don't have to carve out time for God for worship. And if that's true for me, it quite possibly could be true for others. You decide. The second thing came from a conversation I was having with a colleague. I was talking about the sheer amount of rebuilding we are going to have to do here at St. Andrew's as the pandemic restrictions lift. You see, some have gotten out of the habit of showing up. Some have become frustrated with the pastor enough to stay away. Some have grown weary of Zoom and all the digitally mediated ministry. Some have become impatient with the caution that this congregation has exercised. There are lots of reasons. My colleague smiled because, well, of course, we were on Zoom and I could see it, and said, "David, every church in the world will have to rebuild." This is a Holy Spirit moment when the people of God, even Lutherans, are sent out into the streets to introduce others to Jesus. Every church will have to become like mission congregations. All those stories you've heard Red and Dorcas tell, and Olive Newman, and all those other charter members of this congregation, now is our time to live those stories anew. Their story is one of reaching out, inviting others into relationship with Jesus, inviting others to a community, to a people, to a place where they have experienced God's love and presence, and in this place where they have met Jesus. Folks, I'm telling you, today, this church has to give up its settled ways. St. Andrew's Lutheran Church needs to channel that 60-year-old fervor for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the world, for the sake of witnessing to the truth of God's love, forgiveness, and grace. For those of you out there in Zoom land, feel free to type a brief response in the chat to what I'm about to ask. I want to ask you to think about something for a minute. Exactly how have you met Jesus in and through this ministry at St. Andrew's? And how has that changed your life? In short, why show up? How does suiting up and showing up for worship, for Bible study, for prayer, for your siblings in Christ? Well, how does meeting Jesus in this community of faith change your life? Let that Holy Spirit take your answer. Let the Holy Spirit shape your answer into a language that speaks to those you meet. And then go. Go out into the streets, go out into workplaces and neighborhoods, and dare to speak to people in the language they need to hear. Tell them about Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit and how He completely rearranges your life.
I have met strong, brave, loving people who have shown me how to live a modern life with Christ in the front. Women in prayer fills my soul. Through being welcomed, then welcomed back without judgment. Wednesday's Women's Bible study has helped me through this isolation of the pandemic. Women's love, gratitude, and peace. St. Andrew's fills me, and I have had to share it.
If that's not true for you, keep coming back every week.
I've been inspired by the ways that St. Andrew's has continued to reach out and help others during these times.
Listen to the scripture. Hear the prophecy. Watch the witnesses. Maybe even start with the people of this congregation who may have good intentions but don't quite get here by Zoom or in person. Reach out to them. Tell them about what the Holy Spirit is doing right now and right here. Witness. Testify. Share the good news. You've seen miracles. Share those miracles. Prove my conversation partner wrong. Lutherans witnessing and testifying and inviting Jesus to meet Jesus, inviting people to meet Jesus and sharing God's love is not an impossible, huge task.
Every time I am with those at St. Andrew's, I feel at home and loved. It inspires me to help others feel this through God's love.
In this time, when people of God here gathered in seat and in Zoom need a good word, just think how many more people who don't yet know Jesus or think they know Jesus, but it's not an experience of grace. Think how much they hunger and yearn for that good word, for that promise, for that love, for that hope, that grace. Dare to dream dreams with me. Dare to watch for miracles. Dare to be God's miracle of viral communication of grace.
I met Jesus through sharing the word with the women of St. Andrew's and Audrey Mortensen's. Welcome me to join.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.